Hey everyone, welcome back to US Bank Stadium. Mike Wobschall, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. This is the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade following a Vikings victory, 29-19 over the New Orleans Saints. A jam-packed, action-filled, emotional, awesome affair here at US Bank Stadium. The Vikings offense puts on a clinic led by Sam Bradford, and the defense was masterful. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think we learned a few things tonight. One, you cannot... Let's put it this way. Preseason performances are not indicative of regular season results.
Right.
So, you know, in the preseason, rookie linebacker Ben Gedeon earned a starting job. People made the team. But the Vikings offense, first offense in the preseason, did not generate a touchdown, so people freaked out. Kind of freaked out a little bit. But let's not forget, in the preseason, they were mixing and matching on that offensive line to find the Minnesota Moving Company they used tonight. Reef into Easton, into Elfline, into Berger, into Remmers. Secondly, that was Sam Bradford's best performance as a Minnesota Viking, and it's not even close. His passer rating was well above 140. He completed like 84% of his passes, but guess what? His yards per attempt was nearly 11. So Sam sets the National Football League record last year for completion percentage. Everybody's like, great. That's like bragging about straight A's at junior college, because his yards per attempt was 7, not tonight, almost 11. That is a legitimate, big-time, 3-touchdown performance by Sam Bradford. Well done, young man.
Adam Thielen, 9 catches, 157 yards. Stephon Diggs, 7 for 93 and 2 touchdowns. Those two receivers, Diggs and Thielen, lit this turf on fire tonight against the Saints defense. They were awesome. Kyle Rudolph had a touchdown. Let's talk about this Vikings defense. I mean, Drew Brees and these Saints, they score like 30 points a game usually. Yeah. Drew Brees going to the Hall of Fame. Mike Zimmer and this defense almost put this offense on a touchdown-less effort. Drew Brees did not eclipse 100 yards passing till the end of the third quarter. The Saints didn't score a touchdown until 2 minutes to go in the game.
Saints are jacked up a little bit right now. Now, I got a lot of respect for Sean Payton, Drew Brees, Super Bowl 44 MVP. Man, he's a Hall of Famer. But they're without their slot receiver, Willie Snead. He's out due to suspension. That hurt a lot.
Yep.
Secondly, the thing with New Orleans, not to turn this into New Orleans fan line, but they got Peterson, Ingram, and Kamara. And I never really got a feel for what they were trying to do with their running game tonight. So they got to work themselves through that. And by the way, they got New England next. And that's Belichick off 10 days after getting killed at home. So good luck with that. We go to Pittsburgh next, man. Good God, how much fun is that going to be?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Right. Hold on.
From Breeze to Ben. Oh, my God.
Before we get to that, yes. Dalvin Cook have a debut. In college, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, man, you messed up my pocket square.
Sorry about
Seriously,
that.
It took me like an hour to get this thing right, and I still messed it up.
It looks good, too. It looks good.
Appreciate
And it looked good up on the stage at halftime when you helped induct Randy Moss into the Ring of Honor. That
what
was cool.
What an honor.
But wait, Dalvin Cook,
yeah.
Number 33, rookie. First game in the NFL, 127 yards rushing on 23 carries, I think. Grinded out tough yards for the first three quarters.
Well, you're excited.
Opened that thing up in the fourth quarter. How can you not be after this game?
I'm super excited, but my expectations for the Vikings, I mean, funny. My expectations are super high. But see, the NFL is all about ascending and descending. So the Vikings were 8-8 last year. Offensive coordinator quit middle of the year. We had 12 different offensive lines and 5 left tackles and still won 8 games. So it's going to get better. And it was just good to see it start tonight. I fully expected the Vikings to beat the Saints. They're better than the Saints. And for Cook, with more than 100 yards, how bad was this running game last year? We averaged 75 yards per game rushing last year, last in the NFL. Our last 100-yard rusher, Adrian Peterson, end of 2015. It's all good, and it's getting better. And the offensive line got cohesive tonight. Only 1 sack on main man Sam. Yeah, I'm super excited, too. But I got to, like, temper it, because we got Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, and this T.J. Watch is, like, freaking out right now. Ooh.
It's in 6 days. The Vikings play at Pittsburgh on Sunday, kickoff 1 Eastern, 12 Central time.
I'm tired, man.
Lots more to get to from this game, because a lot of good things happen. Love the play calling. Love the clock management at the end of the first half.
Yep.
All that's going to be on Vikings.com throughout the week, so make sure you check it out. Paul will be on the radio all week talking about the game, 9 to noon, FM 100.3.
9 a.m. tomorrow, a fat montage celebrating this victory, FM 100.3, the BAM.
And with victory come...
Oh, yeah,
victory,
that's right.
High fives.
That's right. That's what we're going to do. 1-0, what up?
Stay tuned for more.